Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Two reports this year from overseas, one from Portugal, the other from Australia, confirm what pro-lifers have been telling people for over a dozen years. Chemical abortions using the RU486 abortion technique are not only deadly for unborn children, they are also unsafe for their mothers. Most people are unaware that bleeding issues with the chemical abortion method are serious. In 2006, a conference was held by the FDA and CDC after at least half a dozen RU486 patients in North America died from serious yet rare bacterial infections. The bacterium is actually quite common, but can be very serious when it gets into the bloodstream. Presenters offered evidence that the process of RU486 abortions suppressed a woman's immune system and exposed her to deadly toxins. But since European use of RU486 had resulted in no occurrences of the bacterial infection, officials concluded that it was being pregnant that put the woman at risk of the infection, not having a chemical abortion. A report of a fatal bacterial infection in Portugal, however, associated with RU486, recently surfaced at a medical conference in Europe. According to an abstract submitted for publication to the 21st European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, a 16-year-old girl died from toxic shock syndrome after having an abortion with mifepristone and the prostaglandin misoprostol. Though the dosages and administration differed from the procedure outlined by the FDA in the U.S., the young girl followed a protocol common in both America and Europe. 5 days after receiving the mifepristone, the young girl showed up at the emergency room of a maternity hospital complaining of abdominal cramping and being lightheaded, according to the abstract. She was alert, with low blood pressure, and not running any fever. However, within a few hours, her white blood count had soared, her blood had thickened, and she was fighting a serious infection. She underwent a hysterectomy and was put in the ICU. She died within 18 hours after showing up at the ER. The case of the young girl in Portugal bears a striking resemblance to cases seen in the United States and Canada. A Canadian woman died of a bacterial infection in September of 2001, about a week after taking RU486. San Francisco teen Holly Patterson died of the same sort of infection a week after her chemical abortion. Vivian Tran, a 22-year-old mother of three, died within a week of her RU486 abortion in December of 2003. The list goes on. Some researchers have pointed to what they think are RU486's immunosuppressant properties that allow a common pathogen to become deadly. Others think that the prostaglandin misoprostol is responsible for the compromise of the immune system. Just this year, a separate report from Australia, where the chemical abortion method was introduced in 2006, confirms that these abortions are indeed riskier than the surgical abortion they replaced. One of mifepristone's selling points was supposed to be that it allowed women to avoid the risk of a surgical abortion. But according to the 2009 audit of nearly 7,000 abortions done in South Australia reported in The Australian, 3.3% of women using mifepristone for first trimester abortions ended up visiting hospital emergency rooms. Roughly 1 out of every 30 women. Final outcomes are not listed in the Australian article, but the headline says it all. Abortion pill less safe than surgery. Of course, neither surgical nor chemical abortions are entirely safe for the mother, and at least one innocent life is lost with every abortion. But what these reports show is that while the abortion pill has opened up new marketing avenues for the abortion industry, the new methods have not made abortion safer. As a matter of fact, they have made it riskier than ever. That the industry would continue to promote and use these dangerous methods shows that they have never had a woman's health or safety as their primary concern.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.